Okay, I'm going to start with a question that we discussed yesterday, but I look into it a little bit more today, or last night rather, about the Shaila of, I can just hear people coming up, so we'll just wait for them. Yeah. The Shaila of following the Mishnah Berurah over here of the coffee, smelling coffee. So Mishnah Berurah says they've gotten design that potentially you should make coffee on ground coffee. So we address this. I do not know exactly. It appears that people don't make a bracha on coffee now, smelling coffee. That certainly seems to be the minhag. So I looked into it, and I think that, pardon?
Sorry, this is the coffee when it's been made into a drink?
Or no, even prior to that. When people make it into a drink, it looks like, I never seen anybody making a coffee. When it's ground, even when it's the coffee or the coffee beans, generally you won't see people making a bracha. I don't know. Right, why not? I think it's true to say that people will make a bracha. So I'll tell you a certain thing, Ocha Shulchan. I think that's going to be the solution to a lot of the... I think that's going to be the answer to a lot. The Ocha Shulchan says that he says that the minig is that you will never make a bracha on something which is oimeit la'achila. You will never make a bracha on smelling something which is going to be consumed. So the truth is, Shulchan Aruch, you can see explicitly, not like that. And Mishnah Berurah also didn't seem to have learned like that. But in order to explain the minhag and what people do and people don't do, it appears that the Ocha Shulchan is what people generally are knowing in terms of Birkas HaReach. Is that anything which is Oyim HaAchila? He speaks about a very, very fancy dish that comes is brought in. A very fancy dish. Right, so Esrog normally is not really Oyim HaAchila. It's true that maybe you're going to, some people make Esrog jam out of it, but that's not really what it's there for. So it's there for fulfilling a mitzvah. So there we can make a bracha on it. It's not the fact that it's edible or not edible. That's not the point of the Ocha Shulchan. The Ocha Shulchan says that anything that is oimed la'achila, which is going to be eaten, generally you don't make a bracha on. So that, I think that goes a long way for explaining many of that. That definitely explains the coffee, whether it's coffee made into a drink or coffee being generally people don't make a bracha. What do you think about that? To be fair, it's against the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, it's not against the words of the Shulchan Aruch. It's just, it doesn't seem to have had a minik. Shulchan seems to have such a minik. It's not a contradiction. It's just that it seems to have such a minik. Mishnah Berurah also doesn't seem to know of such a minik. It doesn't seem like it. But I think that will definitely explain a lot of the non-bochas that we, a lot of the bochas that we fail to make nowadays. Good, okay. The Shulchan Aruch tonight is going to go through a lot of examples. Many of them are not so relevant nowadays, so please allow for, I'm going to pick up some speed a little bit because some of them are not so relevant nowadays. It's going through many examples as to what the relevant bracha is. So we're up to see if Gimel, in Simen Resh Tezayin, is top of page Kuf Lamed. Al Havered, on a rose. Do you know that you could eat a rose? Do you know that it can be edible? Yeah, apparently sometimes. Al Havered on rose, Val Kinomoin. Now, Kinomoin generally is translated as cinnamon. Here it's not cinnamon. Because Shu Ur Hindi. It's Ur Hindi. Mishnah Berurah says that Ur Hindi is a toast sofa. And it means, in Sefkot Nutches, Ud Hindi. And that is a tree. Spices tree that comes from India. Ud Hindi. An Indian type of tree that has a particularly good smell. Anybody who knows anything about...
Why can't it be cinnamon? Cinnamon comes from the bark of a tree, I believe.
Yeah, but it's Ud. Is it Indian?
I don't know where it goes.
Yeah. I don't think it is. He says that Ud, who ate Peloshon Aravi, Hindi Meretz Hoidu, I don't know. So, Ud, Hindi, Vala Veret, Vela Levoino, on Veret, which is, so on Rose, Halevoino, which is, Mishnah Berurah says in Forgotten Chof, who Ktaf Hayotze Meshal She'et. It's the juice, they're what?
Sap,
thank you very much. That comes out from the roots of the tree. I didn't know that it sometimes smells. It seems to be smelling really, really nice. Ve'hamatzichi, and that's also it's also a kind of juice emerging from the tree. Ve'chiyotz ben simla boirei atzei psomim. The brach is boirei atzei psomim. These are all things that grow out of the tree, and even if it's from the root or whether it's from the branches, the correct bracha of that is boirei atzei psomim. Comes from a tree, so you make atzei psomim. Siv Dalet Al Shemen Afar Simoin. This is a oil. Shemen Afar Simoin. Mevorich Boir Shemen Orev. So now we're going that there is, when oil has a particularly good smell, that has its own brocha. And that brocha is Boir Shemen Orev. The brocha of oil, Orev, of pleasant oil. Mishneh Berurah explains, Mishneh Berurah Chof Gimel says, "Bere Shomen Orev," to one who created nice, pleasant oil. Mipnei Shnimtzo Beretz Yisrael, that particular oil grows in Eretz Yisrael. V'uchoshem and it's choshuv. Kovulu Brocha Bifnei Atzmo Lo'eres Al Chshivusoi. This particular oil, Afar Simoin, grows in Eretz Yisrael, and hence it has its own brocha. If it is not the Shemen Afar Simoin, it doesn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, then you won't make the bracha of Boir Shemen Orev. You're going to go with the regular halachas, Boir Atzei Psomim, if it comes from a tree, or if it's an oil that comes from the ground, from grass, it's going to be Boir Isvei Psomim, or Mine Psomim. Shemen Zeis, if it's olive oil, Shekotshoi, which was ground, it's not ground, how do you call it? If it's Ketisha, it's crushed, yeah. Hoytechonoi, or yeah, it is like ground, it's like, yeah, until he returns, until he has a good, very particularly good smell, on olive oil. Have you ever smelled olive oil? Olive oil? Smells good? Doesn't smell particularly good, I know, but he says, Shemen Zeis Shekotshoi T'chonoi, until, to such an extent, it has a good smell, you make a bracha on it. Yeah.
When people talk about
Boir
Atzei Psomim, then they go to
Boir Shemen
Orev, and then back to
Boir
Atzei Psomim.
I don't know why. Good question. I don't know why the order is like that. I don't know. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tzivav. Shemen Shebismoi. K'moy Shemen HaMeshech. If you've got oil that was, that they were added, they added ingredients to it, that it should now have a very good smell. So it doesn't, it's not much like Shemen HaMeshcha, but it is a kind of oil that they added spices to make it particularly nice smelling. Then, in Be'atzei Psomim, top of page 260, if it's with wood, if it's in Be'atzei Psomim, if it was added ingredients were from the trees, then, make Be'atzei Psomim on it. Ve'im Be'isvei Psomim, if it was, the added ingredients were from the Isvei, from the grass, then you're obviously going to make the bracha Boir Isvei Psomim. So just the oil per se is just a it's just a base, and the additional, you're going to go according to the additional ingredients that are going to be fixing the bracha. If there was wood in it and psomim, so there was all types, then the correct bracha is going to be Boir Mine Psomim. You make Boir Mine Psomim. Whenever you're in doubt, you make Boir Mine Psomim. Vim Sinanoi, and if it was sieved, the spices were taken out. Then, some say you can still make the bracha of Boir Shemen Orev. However, the majority of poskim hold, you can't make a bracha anymore now. There's now a reach without an ikka. We're going to explain that in a minute. It's a reach now without main, without base. We came into Sofiku, and since it's a Sofik, we don't make a bracha on it. So again, you have an oil. It's very relevant. You have oil, and in that oil they added some sort of psamim. So now if it's if it comes from the wood, you're going to make by atzib psamim. If it comes from the asavim, you're going to make by isvib psamim. Okay, that we hear. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch then talks about difference case, and that's really lomdish. What happens if you had those ingredients in there, be it from the wood, from the trees, or be it from the grass, and now it was sieved out, that ingredient was taken out. That additional ingredient was taken out. Whether the psamim that was taken out. The oil now, which is the base, still smells very nice. Because, remember, it was in it, there was this atzeb psamim, the minip of the psamim. But it was taken out now. It still smells nice. It has a good smell. What bracha do you make on it? So the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch says, you make on it the bracha of boireh shaman orev. It's still nice smelling oil. You can make the shaman orev. The latter opinion says, no, you cannot make a bracha on it at all anymore. Why can you not make a bracha? It smells good. The answer is because it's eloi ikka. He has a good smell, but the mekoir, the source, the reason for its good smell has now been taken away. It was sieved out. You only have the oil now. The pieces of wood that was there, or the psamim, or whatever it was, that was sieved out. All you have is the oil that smells nice still, but it's ela ikka. That's not the main thing. That's not what causes it to smell. And therefore, you can't make a bracha on it anymore. Why is this very relevant? Pardon? Why? No, there we have proper psalmim.
I've seen people take like perfume.
Oh!
So if they take the perfume, they've extracted it.
Very good. Perfume. That's exactly it. What about perfumes? Perfumes, I'm about to say. They can smell very nice. Or somebody asked yesterday, what about aftershave? Smells nice. That's the whole idea. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Deodorant, it's not as strong. It's not as strong. And I don't know if it's, yeah, but idea definitely. What's the halacha? Can you make a bracha on perfume? You said you saw people making brachas on it. Yeah, what's the halacha? Yeah.
Does it depend on whether the perfume is just a nice smell, or if it says perfume from fresh lavender or something.
Right.
It smells like lavender.
It doesn't make a difference.
Smell of a particular.
Very good. So I want to share with you what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. And although there are people who disagree, I think the meaning is like Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach in Shmira Shabbos Kelchosa, Chelik Beis, Peik Samach Aleph. He says the following. He says, whenever you have got a product that went through manufacturing process, that has been processed, and that is not anymore the way you have got, you don't have something which is mamash natural, it's not natural, the halacha is, you cannot make a brach on it. Don't make psalmim on it, you can't make any brach on it. If something has gone through a manufacturing process and it's not natural anymore, Shlomo Zalman says, you do not make a brach on it. Hence, and consequently, if you have got perfumes or any other liquid, which is a very nice, strong smell, nowadays they must have gone through a manufacturing process. How about a Coke? Do you like the smell of Coke? Yeah, why don't you make more money on Coke? Yeah. You make, pardon?
It's
made, of course, it's made of cocoa beans. Yeah. Yeah, but you're right, Lemaisa, you are right. Because the answer is, he went through, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's poshut why. I mean, there's other reasons as well. But according to Shlomo Zalman, it's poshut why, because he went through a manufacturing process. It's miles away from the natural ingredient, miles away from the natural ingredient, like a perfume. It's got no, it's been processed so heavily that it cannot anymore make, you cannot make a bracha on it. It's interesting. I want to point out that Achulkim, Havad Yashiv, didn't like that svara so much at all. But I think the meaning is like Shlomo Zalman, you will not make a bracha unless it's completely natural. Probably. The Mishnah Berurah here speaks about a shaila which is often quoted, and I want to just point it out in Sivkot Lamed Beis. It's the last of the short lines. In the middle, towards the end of Sivkot Lamed Beis. Torech Lehazia, one should reinforce and remind people. Tebeyoim Kippa, Daunim Kippa, Loikrimine Spiritus. They're taking some perfume, nice smelling liquids, hamarichim, which smell nice, l'oreach boy, to smell them, v'yeinam v'ochim, klala domi kebrochem. So they're taking some spiritus, and they're smelling it. Yeah, but a liquid. V'yeinam v'ochim, people don't make a broch on it, yeah? And people don't make a broch on it, that's right. People don't make a broch on it. V'yoisim is then even more than that. They pour some of it, al baget pishton, they pour it on a cloth, on a material, on garments. Because they also, and this is according to all opinions, this is absolutely also, to pour a liquid smell on a garment is also because of moilit reach. So those people that are doing quite a bad issa on Yom Kippur, they are pouring a liquid on a garment that is an issa of moili dreach, of creating reach, which is also, and they also don't make a bracha. So they're doing two bad things. And there's another schlagwasser. I don't exactly what schlagwasser is. Sounds like a geschmacker thing. A schlagwasser sounds like a good thing. But he said it doesn't smell sufficiently, it deserves a bracha. Yeah. Put it on. Right, so that would be also on Shabbos.
Right, but when you smell it, you make a bracha.
Good question. Good question. Very good question. So, Eli asked that in terms of moili dreach, if you take some lavender and you put it on, that's for sure also because it's moili dreach. You don't have to do that on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But the question asked of you was, will you make a bracha on lavender? Tell me, is that, what is it exactly? Is it pure lavender? Or is it manufactured?
Small bottles?
Yeah, you have a cold. Yeah. I know what it is, yeah. So, what would you say, Rabbi Isai? Eucalyptus, very, very similar, yeah. Now, to smell it with salt water things. Yeah, you don't make a bracha on that. So, I believe, now, it's a good question, I'm not convinced, I'm not sure, but my feeling is that it's also something which went, it's not pure, and I wonder as to whether it goes into Eilu Ikka, into it's similar to this over here, that it's lacking its natural components, and you won't make a bracha on it. But I'm not convinced, I'm not sure. What do you think? Do you think it's really pure? Pure eucalyptus, pure lavender. If it is pure, then maybe you would make a bracha on it. Maybe.
Sounds like it's made from the plant and it's been sieved down, like he says.
Yeah, probably to the shaman. It's a good question, though. Good, we are ready for Siv Zayin. Simlak. Vechilfe daimer. These are some items which are the mevorich b'riatzip somi b'riatzip somi one. What is it exactly? Simlak and chilfei the yoma. What is it exactly? You make atzip somi one. Very good. But what is it? So the Shulchan Aruch explains simlak. What is it? Here's meforshim rosmarin. Some say it's rosmarin. Rosemary, thank you very much. V'yesh mefoshin, yasmin, which is?
Jasmine.
You make b'ratzip psalmim on it. And the Lashon HaKodesh word of that is Simlok V'chilfidiyama. V'yesh mefosh, what does it spin on? No, it's something else. Shu Esef, it's a type of grass. Sheyesh Loi, which has Sholosh Shuris, the three rows. Shel Alin, of leaves. Zu, Lemala Zu, one line on top of the other. V'lechol Shura, and every line of the three lines, Sholosh Olin has three leaves. Exactly, sounds like that, but that's something we'll be talking later. I don't know what it is. So again, it's a type of grass that has three rows, and each row has three leaves. And this is something you make by Ratzib Samim on it. I don't know what it is. V'chil v'diyomeh, hu shibol es neir, shikorin ishpik. That is an ishpik, which Mishnah Berurah says, Sfinga, I'm not quite sure what it is exactly. It's also a kind of mal. It has a good smell, obviously, and you make bari asip some in it. Now the Mishnah Berurah here adds something interesting, and there's an interesting shayat sin on this as well. So in Tzivkot Lamed Hey, he says he has a good smell without knowing exactly what his finger is. But balebatim noyagin beizim mekoymois. Balebatim have a custom in some places. Liten ze, to add this nice smelling liquid le mayim into water. Shakoyanim noit liyadeyem. What a nice minik. When the koyanim wash their hands, they add, they sprinkle some of this nice smelling liquid into the water. Le duchan, when the koyanim go to duchan, they add a bit of, is that nice? Do you think it's very thoughtful of them? Because probably the water probably wasn't so clean. I don't know. It probably was quite clean, but I don't know how clean it was. So, or even if it was clean, but they wanted to make it nicer for the koyanim. They're about to make a bracha. So they added a bit of nice smell of this Shibolis nailed spinger into the water just before, so the koyanim, when they wash their hands, they would have this nice smelling water. Kidei shial didei reach toiv would be nice smell. Ve'ein nochen la'asas ken, this is wrong to do so, says the Mishnah Berurah. To merely reach b'mayim b'yomtev also, you're not allowed to take a liquid and spritz it onto water, because again you're doing moilid reach. It's an issa on Shabbos to be moilid, to create reach, a good smell. So here, yeah. So here, if you're taking that liquid that shibol is neir, and you're pouring it onto the water for the kohanim, you're doing a moilid reach, which is also, and you're not allowed to. But it does, Mishnah Berurah does say that benoisin zeh shpinge gufa b'mayim. Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes about that, but yeah, Mishnah in Shaarei Tzion, he brings a shout. So, yeah, yeah. Say again, what would you do? Yeah, that would be fine. You're not moilid reach. Yeah. Pouring water. Yeah. Without going into the shaila now, but you're right, this would potentially also be a shaila, the toilet, what are they called? Yeah, not air fresheners, I'm talking about the ones in the water, that are in the toilet, actually in the toilet. What are they called? And they create both color and smell. Do you know what I mean?
I know that's also
wrong. Exactly. So there's definitely a few shilets in there. One shilet would be tzevea, you're coloring water. And one shilet is molid reach, amongst all the surim as well, molid reach as well, because you are making the water smell nice. So it's a problem that, of course, it has to be thought about. Is it gromah? Is it indirect? Is it what exactly the mechanics are? But the shailas that occur as you're approaching this question, the shailas are tzevea and moilid reach based on the shailas seen on this Mishnah Berurah over here. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch Seif Ches speaks about siglei vehem vilush bore isve psomim. I don't know what it is. It's min dudoim, haniska b'mikra, The Udoim that we know from the Shvatim, so the Udoim we know the Udoim, and he calls them, Shulchan Aruch calls them Siglei Vilush, but I don't know, it doesn't help me because it helps me, the Udoim means a lot more to me than Siglei and Vilush. So, if anybody got any idea about what it may be, please inform us. Nagis v'chavtzeles, sivtes, v'yish oimim shu liru. I don't know what those are exactly. Him gadol begina, if they're growing on the grass, in the, then v'voich b'ore atze psomim, v'yik atze psomim on it. V'im u gadol besode, if it's in the field, v'voich b'ore isve psomim. So that's depending on how it grows, where it grows, you're going to make atze psomim or isve psomim. The rule being again, the underlying rule, is it from a tree or is it from grass? And finally for tonight, say if yud, you've got three items in front of you. One of them deserves the bracha atze psomim. One of them deserves the bracha of isve psomim, and the last one deserves the bracha of mine psomim. What will you do? You'll make three brachas. Do not say you can make one bracha, which is the bracha of mine psomim, and you'll cover all of them. But yeah, that no. Don't say that. Make three brachas. It's a bit similar. If you've got three fruits in front of you. One is Oetz, one is Adama, one is Shakol. Now, B'dyevet, the Shakol will work for all of them, B'dyevet. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You're going to make three brachas. Similarly, also here, it's true that Minei Psalmi will cover B'dyevet all three. But, better yet, to do its correct bracha for each of them. Atze, Isvei, and Minei. So, they all deserve their own bracha. Yeah.
Even though B'dyevet,
yeah, lechatchile, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Same with shakol. When you have a cake in front of you and a coffee and an apple, you're still going to make three brachas.
So what do people say with psalmim?
Mine psalmim. A lot of people won't. A lot of people will make atzei psalmim if it's correct bracha. But you are right that generally, if you're not sure, I'm not sure, does it qualify, does it not qualify, you're going to make mine psalmim b'dyevet yotze anyway. It's often lack of confidence and lack of knowledge. But b'dyevet, it's better than nothing, absolutely. It's a good bracha to make. And that's what the Rama says now. If you say mine psalmim, yotze yotze b'dyevet, v'mtzorech lehaktim shel eitz v'shel isve psalmim, ayin le'el. And in terms of the order, that's discussed in Reshit Aleph. But yes, B'dyevet Yotze. Briefly, I know that I promised I'm going to speak about... We cover that about manufactured. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's a very important point to know that. Nowadays on perfumes, we won't make bracha. Yeah, I did cover that. Okay, so just to recap, indeed, besides that what we spoke about. So we spoke about manufactured synthetics, which Reb Shlomo Zalman said don't make a bracha. We spoke about Och Shulchan, that anything which Oymet La'achile, we generally won't make a bracha on. And we spoke about various different cases and scenarios, and it's correct bracha, whether it's atzei psalmim or isvei psalmim. And we spoke also about adding water. We spoke a little about chashabas, that if you're adding smell, this is potentially shiloh of molid reach. And we shall continue Be'ezra Hashem from Seif Yud Beis tomorrow. Siyato Dishmaya.